Mac. It's Mac. It's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. It's a bit of a shock, wasn't it? Oh, God. Trying to operate Boss Chuck Studio app while you're still walking in bright sunlight so you can't actually see the screen. Anyway, Carlos Santana, sensitive, kind. I thought I'd use that for day 9 of the Audio Boo Community Challenge, which is honesty and truthfulness. I'm not sure it's the time. It's got nothing to do with it. It just seemed to fit at the time. Anyway, goodbye, Carlos. We'll hear you later on. Okay, apologies for any rustling from my online mic. I brought my Zoom. It's in my pocket. I changed my trousers and my top and my jacket and forgot to put the re-thread the binaural mics up through my shirt into my top pocket again. Keep forgetting things like that. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, enough of the nonsense. Today is truthfulness, honesty. Have you ever done anything that got you into trouble for being too honest? Right, okay. I seriously had problems with this. I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and I couldn't come up with anything that was worthy of, posting, really, about something that I'd done. What I will say, truthfulness and honesty, they run hand in hand, don't they? If you're not honest, it doesn't make you a liar. In other words, if someone's standing there saying, okay, who put the stone through my window? And you're standing with a group of other people, and it wasn't you, but you knew who it was. If you don't say it was him or her, is that being untruthful or dishonest? Whereas if you had done it, and they said, did you put the stone through my window? And you said, nope, wasn't me. Well, you have been dishonest and you've been untruthful as well. So they kind of go hand in hand, but it's a kind of, there's a grey area in there where it depends on the directiveness of the honesty or truthfulness, as I said. Try to get my head around this. My nature is to be honest, but I'm also a liar. How the hell do you do this? Because, I mean, we've all been dishonest, untruthful in our lives. It's human nature. I mean, from when we were kids, we learned very quickly, did you take that last chocolate biscuit? No, it wasn't me. What is truthfulness and honesty or dishonesty? It's all based on a lot of white lies, I guess, or sometimes bigger white lies. I honestly cannot get something into my head that I could say, well, here's an example of where I... Pardon me for that, by the way. Pardon me. I do apologise. I cannot get my mind around something that I could say, here's something I did and it got me into trouble for being honest. I could probably think of 1,000, well, maybe not, maybe a few, instances where in my past I've been honest to a fault and got, I wouldn't say it landed me in trouble, but maybe after being honest I thought I'd have been better just, and I'm just being blunt here because at the end of the day that's what it's all about, is that I'd been better just keep my mouth shut or tell no lie. It's as simple as that, because as I said, truthfulness and honesty, they go hand in hand, and I just find it hard to relate anything that's of anything worth listening to. We, by our nature, we can even be dishonest and untruthful with ourselves. So, you know, if you think hard about that, just think hard about that, and that's it's true. True or untrue. But through life, as I said, from whence we're kids, we learn from others, by the way, how to be dishonest and untruthful. It's human nature. It may be a simple thing as a kid, as I said about the biscuit. And then it grows from there, and we learn that. So as we go through life, sometimes being dishonest as well. If you take the word dishonest, it sounds as if, compared to being honest, dishonest sounds like, oh, you're a rotten bugger, you know, you've been dishonest. it tends to sound a bit more aggressive, you know, than just being untruthful. So yeah, another remix as well. I could give an example of where someone else being dishonest got me into trouble. I remember in particular my older sister. I had an older sister, a younger sister, and a baby sister, but I lost my baby sister at 2 years, 5 months. Long while ago. But my older sister was the oldest of the family of the kids, and she was bit of a rogue. I don't mean that in a bad sense, but I was soft where she was tough, let's put it that way. And there's many a time that my older sister had done something in the house, and when quizzed about it, was totally dishonest and untruthful. Not to the fact that she said it was me or my younger sister, but when my mum or my dad would say, okay, who did that, who took that, or whatever, she wouldn't own up. We knew it was her, and we wouldn't grass her, you know, basically, it's as simple as that. So we all ended up getting a good scalp across the arse, pardon my Scots, because my sister wouldn't own up to, so she was being untruthful and dishonest without saying a word. So how do you class that? She wasn't dishonest, she just didn't say anything. And she wasn't untruthful because she just didn't say anything. But in the same respect, because she didn't say anything and went up, we got a clatter as well. Many's a sore arse I had and my sister because of my older sister. I can laugh at it now, but at the time, you know, it wasn't very pleasant. But we would never tell on her. It's as simple as that. And she would never blame us, but she just would never say it was her. So, hey, there's an instance where someone else, just not saying anything, got me into trouble. Many's a time, to be honest with you. Many's a time that we got a hard scalp across the earth because of her. That was apart from the hard scalps across the earth we got when we were guilty ourselves. But yes, so in that respect, I could have been honest or truthful by saying, it wasn't me, Dad, it was her. We pointed the finger. And my younger sister could have done the same. But we never would grasp now. So were we being honest or dishonest or truthful or untruthful? We weren't being anything. We just kept stum, said nothing, and so did my sister. So, I know, it's not exactly what I was asked for, but hey, there you go. As best I can get today, I'm afraid. Yes, day 9. There you go. Let's hear a bit of Santana. Maybe he'll say something more sensible than what I've just said. Tune it by now.